careful mind, the strength of vines, the rose is climbing home blind, 'cause the sun is on the other side, the bees will find their honey, the sweetest every time, around a rainbow, I see a red rose, red rose blooming on another man's mind. He left his young wife on the shore. Will she be steadfast every day? All golden willies fall away. Along the way, her letters end. She never. I see a red rose, I smell a red rose, a red rose blooming on another man's mind.
And happy new year from all of us here.
Okay. And the song you just heard was by Mr. Tom Waits with Another Man's Vine, provided by the PodSafe Music Network. And welcome to Bandweblog's podcast show number 13.
Uh-oh. That's pretty cheesy. Happy New Year 2006.
Yes, coming to you from Jenny May and Dave Tomo here, reporting from Oxford, England.
And I hope that you had a fat Christmas.
And a happy New Year.
And hands up who's out jogging.
Yeah, and we are belated getting to you here at our show. No reason really why, it's just this is how it is.
We was trying to work out how to plug everything in again after Christmas because we had all the lights on. And we were running down some of the generators so that we could power up the lights on the roof with our big giant inflatable Santa.
Okay, I think you're thinking about the house down the road.
I'm going to have nightmares. I can't believe that many people would do that.
You love it, Dave. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I do.
You're being silly, just for the people listening.
I stand and I point and I go, ooh.
Pretty.
Lights, fat snowman.
Ah.
And then the ecologist in me says, no. Fat snowman equal melting ice cap. Which is ironic, again.
Okay. And why is that?
Well, fat plastic snowman... What it takes to make the snowman melts the snow caps.
Well, there you go. That is ironic. That is a great example of irony. All
right, we'll have a round of applause for irony.
Yay! Thank you.
Stand up. Irony.
I suppose that's irony. I got to think about that for a minute, but not now. I'll do that later.
Talking of irony, I thought I'd wear last year's Christmas present slippers today.
Yeah, well, that's not ironic, but...
It was when I was talking to a skinhead about punk rock in my hallway 2 years ago. And then I noticed I was wearing a pair of Matalan tracksuit bottoms and Christmas present slippers.
So did he believe you were really a punk?
No, he looked down his nose at me.
How dare he?
How dare he? If he'd been where I'd been and seen who I'd seen.
Yeah.
When I'd seen him.
And you're living the life now as a, you know, it's in your soul, it's in your blood.
It's in
me. It doesn't stop,
pants.
Mate.
It doesn't ever stop. You live it. The roller coaster.
So we need to, one thing that I've got to say here is that we've got to work on Dave and the mic, the relationship between Dave Tomo and the microphone.
I don't like Mike.
And so we need to make sure you get very close to the mic, because we've had some comments, or maybe one or two actually, about
me floating around the room.
That's right. So
I don't do floating.
Moving along.
That's the sound of something moving along.
We don't really have any plans other than, well, we have some sport talk we'd like to talk about.
And then we're going to encompass it with shite on each side of it, if you know what I mean.
Talk shite.
Talk shite. Talk sport. From us. And talk shite. So, sport. Sport headlines. Big Russian comes to Portsmouth and gives loads of money to Harry Redknapp.
And is it going to work out? Are we going to get the new co-owner of Portsmouth Football Club?
Yep, we've already decided. We've got Beckham. We've got Crouchy.
Ronaldo.
Now Crouchy started scoring. He can come back to Portsmouth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got to talk a bit about Crouch, who plays for Liverpool. He also plays for England. We've gone over the history of Crouch. What's his first name? I don't remember.
Peter.
Okay, so he played for Portsmouth, then he went to Southampton with Harry Redknapp when Harry Redknapp left Portsmouth for our rivals to Southampton.
Which we don't talk about.
And so then, from Southampton, Crouch has now gone to Liverpool Football Club.
And he just started scoring a couple of weeks ago, which is always a good thing. Seeing that, I think Sven is going to put him in the England squad.
And so here we are, we're being silly and changing our tune about a player that we weren't so keen about.
I hear the word hypocrite.
Yes, knocking on our door.
And furry, humble pie, not furry pie, humble pie.
Well, it's you know what? All I've got to say is Crouch is a fun player to watch, because you just don't know what's going to happen next, whether it's good or bad.
Gangly falling over. But obviously, this is a very good year to celebrate, because this is the World Cup year. Within months, we will be taking time out of work, making excuses so that we can watch every single World Cup game.
Yeah, I can't wait. And the United States of America are playing England. We've got
Australia,
France,
Australia,
Holland.
What's that, Skippy?
Yeah, many other countries.
Your football team's falling down a well, and you want the sheriff to get him out?
Oh, God, what are you doing? What kind of accent was that? What are you doing? That sounds like your American accent.
Crikey.
That's Australian. Okay.
A Skippy the Bush. Skippy the Bush Kangaroo. Everyone remembers Skippy the Bush Kangaroo.
I don't know that.
You wouldn't have got that in America.
Okay, good. So, now, back to football and Portsmouth. And what we want to say...
Pomsky. We're calling them now. Dan South Pomsky.
Pomsky. Now, what we wanted to say was that the last show that we had done here at Bandwa Blog's podcast show, we weren't sure yet at that point whether or not Harry Redknapp was going to leave Southampton and come and manage Portsmouth again. And he has. He has done that now.
He calls it his spiritual home. He's come home.
His spiritual home. And he's here now. And now we do have this new possible ownership talk going on, co-ownership.
Yeah. And notice we started winning again. Now Harry's back.
Yep, that's a good thing.
And yep, we got the rush coming in. So we're all speculating. We're thinking like we get Beckham back in England, and then like Michael Owen, when he gets bored of playing for Newcastle, he can come down and play for us. There's we could have
Zaha from Man United.
Zaha.
I'd take Zaha.
Henri's a bit of he likes Pompey. Now Henri is a Pompey fan, yep, so Henri. He'd be good. We'd have him. We're not proud. We'll take them all.
So there you go. You can read the papers to find out what happens with Pompey.
And they're going to turn the stadium around and build something on the end of it and make it a bit posher. Because I remember the days of standing in the Fratton End when it rained. In the old days, SOS Save Our Club. No, that wasn't SOS. That's SOC. Play up. Moving swiftly on.
Anyway, but you know, now we've got to switch over to the other side of the pond and mention... some heartache, heartbreak. And, you know, I've been sitting here in England watching all the drama going on between Portsmouth Football Club, Southampton. and comparing it the whole time to how, I know what that's like, because coming from New England and being a Red Sox fan my whole life, just about, and the rivalry between the Red Sox and the Yankees, and what happens? My favorite baseball player has done the bad. Johnny Damon has gone.
She fancied him.
To the Yankees. And it's really upsetting. I saw that. Where did I see it? I don't know. I saw it on the internet. It was a very sad moment in time for me. So one of my favorite baseball players went from the Red Sox to the Yankees. I'm not happy. My disregard, I'm not going to say hate.
It was a very
feelings about the Yankees are deeper than they were before. So, and Johnny Damon, he's bad now.
Yes, there was a very somber atmosphere of that day.
So bad news for me and good news for Dave with Portsmouth football. So now, enough sport talk.
Oh my God.
Moving on to our next song.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I don't believe it.
We're not playing. We're not playing the Kaiser Chiefs.
That's what I think. These lot are from
Chicago. Chicago, Illinois, United States of America.
And they say people walk out of their gig saying, oh my God, I want my money back.
No, they say, oh my God, what a great show. And that's why I don't know why they named their band Oh My God, but.
No, clever, good clever, stuff. Why clever, clever. Use the almighty, why don't you?
And maybe they just could foresee that crowd goers were going to be leaving their shows saying that. So good on them.
And explain that one when you're going through the pearly gates.
And so without further ado.
I do. Is that like name our tune? No, it's not.
What song was that?
It's a bloody ABBA song, isn't it? Okay.
I'm so glad I didn't know that.
And luckily.
And yet you did.
Oh my God. On that bombshell.
We're going to play Oh My God with the song 14.
For the final time, you're not in love. It's called a dreamy puppy dog, starry-eyed, frivolous, foolish crime. You're mine on scouts and books. Time for a talk of birds and leaves. You should understand. You came out of your mother's body.
Those filthy public school boys say, how many times do I have to tell you no, boys in the pool? Listen to your whine, your dad had to walk 5 miles to a business school. Now you're gonna cry, but there will come a time when you're gonna make it for a bar. So mix me a drink and clean the kitchen sink, and for God's sakes, put on a bra. You're almost 14. You are almost. Walk 5 miles through a blizzard.
up, bro. You're almost 14.
You are almost.
Okay, and that was Oh My God with 14.
Lovely. It's good. They keep you on your toes with their jaunty rhythms.
No, that was a wicked song. I love it. It's so different, cool. I hear so many different types of sounds and artists in that song.
Bit of Chili Peppers.
A bit of David Byrne.
Bit of Adam Ant.
Adam Ant.
But we liked it. That's good.
Yeah, it's awesome. Guitar player. Sorry. What were you going to say?
There's no guitar player. It's all keyboards, drums, and magic wizardry.
Bass.
Sprinkle boxes. I was going to say, halfway through listening, I would go and watch this lot live. I definitely would. If they were...
Say that again. Say it again the way you just did.
No, that's crazy.
Who's that? Anyway,
I'm just trying to catch my breath.
It. We're actually having our
clear my throat.
We're having our Bandweblogs podcast show New Year's party here right now, so mind us.
Opening up the bubble gum.
Got the bubbly.
And I was just about to say that that last band were very interesting and they're very clever with their scales.
Okay, I very much agree with that, Dave.
And I can vouch they are all perfectly sane.
I don't think you can do that.
I just did. How can I not do it if I just did? I can vouch for they're all perfectly sane. I can tell that in their music.
Okay. By whose standards?
By Dr. David Tomo's standards.
Okay, that sounds good to me. And moving along.
Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
Let's talk about bandweblogs.com and Bandweblogs community. You can find that by going to community.bandweblogs.com or, of course, logging into bandweblogs.com and following the link to Bandweblogs community. And there you will find guest music blogger entries.
And we've got Billy Morrison now, top lad. When they need a spare guitar player in Camp Freddy, I'm there, mate. And I could come over there and I could out pistol. I could do the old ching ching or the bass, whatever you fancy. And add a few more songs to your repertoire.
Yeah, Billy Morrison's awesome. He plays with Camp Freddy. He's played with a cult. And right now he's got a great blog. He's doing video blog entries. And he's been kind enough to say, okay, yeah, let's add him to Bandweblogs community as well. And so you can find links to his website by going to bandweblogs.com, clicking on the links to the community and seeing his entries, or just logging in to www.billymorrison.net/weblog. And there you will find all his entries.
And his face comes up and he talks to you on a golf course, on the one we saw.
Yeah, and I figured, we could do that too. We could have this new trend of golf course blogging, video blogging.
Yeah, I can go run around that one over there on my pants because there's not many golfers over there.
And for other countries outside of England thinking he's in his pants, he means underwear.
In my stripies.
But I don't think so. I don't think that's a good idea.
She wouldn't let me out the house looking like that.
Never in a million years.
No.
Okay.
And I'd thank her for it in the future, probably.
So we've got this great video blogging epidemic trend happening, which is so exciting for me. I love it.
Because the brilliant thing now is if you think they sound funny, you can see if they look as funny as they sound.
Okay, that'd be us then.
I don't look funny.
We won't be doing video blogging anytime soon, I don't think.
Once we've got makeup in and that, we've got someone doing the costumes and the outfits and things.
Yeah, and so if any other musicians out there would like to contribute to Bandweblogs community, please do.
And I'd like to thank everybody in Sweden for listening to us today, because that's a good place.
I thought we were talking about how we'd love to go to, I don't know.
I'd like to go
Norway.
To
Norway.
And there's probably an I don't know somewhere as well. I don't know, Kansas, USA or something. Some little suburb.
That was an excellent suggestion there. Because Kansas might have an I don't know. But that's, I'm not putting Kansas people down at all, because Kansas is probably a wonderful state.
It's such a lovely state.
Of mind.
I'm in a New York state of mind. No, anyway, look, bollocks. We're talking nonsense now. It's nearly time to wrap it up.
And for us to go now.
And we're playing out tonight with absolutely nothing. It's just going to be us talking balderdash and then silence. So, until the next time you come across this interesting dissectable podcast.
Yeah, it's very interestingly dissectable.
And I'm available for any sort of psychiatrists, couches.
He's kidding.
To be tested. We good? I'd like to see what my brain looks like through a scanner.
I don't know. Maybe we should cut this part.
Cut my brain.
No. Okay.
Until the next time, this is Dave Tomo.
And Jenny May.
Saying bye.
See you later. Yay! Yay!